Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss corrupt files, the Oregon Trail, and various types of sniffer dogs. All that and special guest Will Miles. Now play the music, jury.
No, it's got some other ingredients.
Okay.
What's wrong with egg whites?
I don't know. It just sounds
in
gross and like a bar.
That's the only part of the egg I'm allowed to enjoy still.
Really? Do you not eat yolk?
Oh, no. I love eggs. I'm just not allowed to enjoy the yolks no more.
Yeah.
Cholesterol, man.
Yeah.
You know?
There's pills, right?
But here's the thing.
I just took one.
My doctor told me recently that the yolk isn't that bad for you in terms of cholesterol. And that's sort of a myth.
Oh, that's really good seltzer, by the way. Yeah.
only the best.
Wow. Yeah, what doctor do you go to? I need a new doctor.
I'll give you my doctor.
Can I get a referral for doctor?
You got to go to Jersey, though.
Dr. Eggboard.
Sorry.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, it's close. I mean, he's Ridgewood, New Jersey. It's not far. It's only a 40-minute train ride from Penn Station.
How is it in relation to Jersey City?
Oh, it's far from Jersey City.
Oh, really?
Okay. it is not close.
Is that good or bad?
I have to go to Jersey City next Saturday, so I'm like,
ooh. You going to FMU?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. they're going to sell the records while you're out of town.
We're all in Brooklyn. Damn it.
Yeah, I heard they're...
My doc's pretty cool, though. Maybe he'll come meet you.
In Jersey City?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
He's a good dude.
In a running car.
Hop in. Yeah.
He still has the...
You know about eggs.
He has the paper. He has the paper on his passenger side. Just like, all right, tell me what's going on. Pull your pants down. Tell me what's going on.
That is genius. The butcher paper in a roll behind the passenger seat. I love it.
Welcome to The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hola.
To his right, eyes closed. Ready for podcasting, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hi, Jeremy.
And to his right, our guest for the entire hour, Mr. Will Miles.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, Will.
Hey.
Welcome.
I feel like this is deja vu, Jeremy.
Holy shit.
Listen, I got a few things to explain here.
is this producer Jeremy?
I feel like
this is producer Jeremy.
It's okay to not, I don't want to gloss this over.
You of know, course not.
I would
because
really
it's
like
detrimental
to hit on
to
this
me.
For a while because
I think
we have an hour. I mean,
maybe the title of the podcast is Jeremy's fuck ups, or maybe just fuck up Jeremy. I can't. I'm sorry. Let me just. I'm gonna workshop
let's,
it a little.
Let's play with that a little bit.
I was really nice though, and didn't tell Will what actually happened. I just said that the file got corrupted.
Because you want
to
save it for the podcast.
Well,
that's kind of true.
I think you hinted at it. Did I? I think I heard it on the way in.
Oh, mom.
Let's just say the lens cap got left on.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Mom, I made you the sweetest Mother's Day card, but the file got corrupted. I had like 10 layers on that document. I had 10 layers.
It was beautiful.
I ordered you roses on the internet. File corrupted.
FTD,
I'm so sorry.
FTD actually means file corrupted.
Yeah.
I know that today was the day that I had to be at court, but my file got corrupted.
I didn't come early. My file got corrupted.
You know, I got out. Baby, I'm sorry. It's never happened. My files are never corrupt. You know, I got out of court once because I was going through a bad breakup. And I just said, hey, I'm not going to be here. I can't do this anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they selected me for like the next round. And I was like...
You mean jury duty?
Jury duty, yeah.
No, not like a court appearance. That's what.
Yeah, that would be even better.
That's how it seemed. Like.
That would be even better.
Mr. Balin did not appear today because he was too fucking tired because he's heartbroken.
In the matter of the people versus Balin, drunken driving in the third degree
through a school zone while smoking weed
through a school zone while hanging a nude ass out the window, violation of Ohio Code 143.
We find the defendant.
his special circumstances and grant him an extension.
Heartbroken.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
We'll give him six months to get over it, and then he has to appear before us.
But I did do that. I told them that... I tried to get out of it, and I would do things like I would put on there, like, hobbies being awesome, and of course, they call me out in front of the fucking lawyers.
So, it says here you like being awesome.
That's exactly what he said.
Could you demonstrate some awesomenity to
us? And then I was just like, you know, I was not in a good state. I wanted to get out of it.
What else did you lie about on your questionnaire, Mr. Bailey?
I still have photos, actually. I have to dig that out, but yeah, and then they selected me, and it was a slip and fall case. Near a water fountain, the kid got slipped. I'm going to bring the room down, but the kid slipped and fell and was paralyzed for the rest of his life.
Holy
so
shit.
So he was suing the school district, and I guess the water fountain had a leak, and he just...
And you didn't try to help the kid.
Yeah.
You just wanted to get out of it, you fucking piece of shit.
This is why
shit.
You don't say the case.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was in no...
We were all with you. Yeah, we were all with you until just now.
Yeah, your Frank Luntz red
losing,
buttons are going off the chart right now.
It's like,
now.
That's when it's our civic duty. No.
I was in no mental state to help this poor kid. So
fucking little kid, he fell on his own.
He's fine. I got out of jury duty pretty recently.
You did?
They asked me, well, they put me in that box and had all that shit go on. And then it was like cops pulled somebody over and they were like, do you trust cops? And I was like, nice, I got this. No, sir. Can you see me?
or do your eyes work?
Yeah. Do your eyes work? I hate cops. But yeah, so I had to tell, like, there were three cops looking at me as I said it. I was like, yeah, I don't really have a good relationship with cops. I don't think I can be the right. Is it impartial or partial?
Impartial.
I don't think I can be impartial.
Just use both, so then you'll be covered.
Yeah.
I don't think I can be partial or impartial to it.
You're covered in every situation if you use both.
You're free to go.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
We have no response to that. The people have no response to that.
Did you get Council? Dirty looks from the police officers when you said, I don't trust cops?
Two cops that were across the way looked at each other like, huh, all right. And then the judge was like, are you really saying that? And I was like, yeah, man. I was like,
I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. It looks like you're about to let me go. So, yeah. I got out of it.
I hope nobody's listening.
I know.
Because I've managed to get
out
of
it. Oh, it's in the mail now.
Ooh,
it is being mailed.
Definitely. You
give
get 8 years
Give it a week.
Now.
Huh?
You get 8 years now between
oh, really?
Call you in, yeah.
So that I'll schedule my next breakup for.
Yeah.
Let me do the math here.
You got to
breakup. You
got to
meet someone first.
Wow. Get the fuck out, Danny.
Wow. High five right here.
That was a double whammy at the same time.
Damn, Jeremy.
We're working in sync today.
Shit.
Some tandem
Shots
burns.
Fired.
I fuck up one podcast. Yeah.
Jeremy walks into the urgent care. Sir, it looks like you have burns in tandem. We got to treat both of these. We got to treat both of these burns right now.
It's a crap file. It's all good. It's okay.
Will, can you get on jury duty for saying that?
Will Miles will be on the podcast at some point.
Yeah, did you check to make sure this is working?
I'm just going with my gut on this one.
I like that. Good. I like
see,
that.
The problem was we can all hear in the cans just fine, but somehow it only recorded audio from the computer.
Oh, wow.
So, like, we could be heard, okay, the two of us, and he was, like, a little muffled, but we couldn't hear anything that you were saying. So
damn.
But it was all funny.
All
right,
it was all really funny.
Everything you said was funny.
And we're doing okay right now. We're doing okay right now.
I'm going to be completely honest. I think we just released that at some point, too. Just throw it up. Freebie on the website. Bonus episode.
I think there should be a podcast where they just release one mic. Like, four people were talking, but you only hear one mic.
How about a Nas podcast?
That's a Nas podcast.
A Nas cast.
All I need is one mic. But there's full conversations.
The
but
Nas
one mic.
Cast.
That's how they used to do it old school, man.
Yeah.
And you'd record those big jazz bands in the 20s and 30s and put one of those microphones right in the middle.
They couldn't
put all the drums in the back because they're the loudest, and you put the bass up, right? Bass up close.
Oh, man.
And that's how they used It's crazy to think about how that was like. That's how do you record stuff? Well, we put people closest to the mic based on how loud their instrument is.
You would be in the back.
We do volume auditions.
Play your sax. Oh boy, all right.
Okay.
Too loud.
Get in the back. Back up there. You gotta be back there with the drummer.
Thank you very much. Row R. You'll be a good contributor to our orchestra.
You okay?
Yeah, I got the coughs today.
You want some of this limited edition Poland Spring sparkling?
That's a super Only the best for the second time around.
Summer Actually, melon.
I feel like the first time around, you probably got a pretty decent bottle of seltzer as well.
Yeah, I got a great bottle.
Yeah, but the seltzer polar. Didn't make it all the way to his mouth. It just kept spilling out on the floor. Yeah. Like you had seltzer. He had seltzer. I sort of had a little seltzer, and Will had almost no seltzer at all.
Burn.
Blame that on
three.
Me as well.
Burn number three.
Oh, sorry,
corrupted file.
Sir, it appears you have a third burn in exactly the same place as the other two.
Damn.
I'll write that down.
Burn number three.
Three burns.
I already had my jury duty story, so I won't bore you. I'll just remind you about the lady who came into jury duty selection with full workout gear on.
Nice.
And managed to get herself kicked out for being an idiot.
Wow.
She was a true space cadet, not, you know.
She wasn't trying to get out of jury duty. She just actually decided to wear a workout.
Yeah, some people bring a laptop. She brings exercise gear.
It is really tough to tell, but they do, you know, remind you, you know, try and be nice.
Try to dress nice?
Try to dress.
Something. Maybe that's why I didn't get.
Did you have a button-down shirt on, Will?
It had something on it. It was everybody's. You go in there to try to get out of it. So I think I was wearing like.
And a button down shirt with an eye patch.
I had a peg leg out of nowhere.
I had a polo shirt with my arm in a sling. It's the perfect amount of respectful and vulnerable.
There was another stoner kid in there too. And we both got out. And we both kind of looked at each other the whole time like, yeah, man.
You want to go outside and get... Yeah.
yeah. Hell yeah. Let's get the fuck out of here.
God, why are there so many cops around? I'm so paranoid.
I feel like I'm in court.
You know, you said peg leg a minute ago. This is a horrible transition, but did you see Roger Goodell wipe a booger on that poor...
Yeah.
Isn't that the craziest thing in the world?
I missed it.
There's a woman with...
No leg. And she was being honored at, talked about at the NFL draft.
So somebody else was talking and he was picking his nose.
So he's saying a few things, does something with his nose, mm-hmm. and then obviously, very incredibly, like blatantly, does the wipe across her back.
Yeah, on her clothing.
It's very, for the listener, go if you want to be
disturbed. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Fuck Roger Goodell.
For a number of reasons,
but that's just another one to just chalk it up. What a piece of shit.
He's very anti-weed, even though he's in a...
And that's crazy, too.
Where they need weed.
Even though he lives in New York... Where they smoke it. hypocrite much?
I feel like he's on his way out, and I say that all the time, but then it's like, I feel like the owners still love him. There's still a lot of people that
they're all
him.
Still old,
yes.
white conservative
yes.
dudes.
Yes.
Everybody's
Absolutely.
Making money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NBA is better, though. The new NBA commissioner is great.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're charging ESPN too much money, and they had to lay off too many people this week because of that bullshit.
What was it, 300?
I just want to say,
nuts.
Thank the gods that Sage Steele got fired separately, so we got to gloat over that. So we got to gloat over that for a while, and she wasn't just lumped in with the rest of the people that got fired.
Sage Steele,
I'm so glad you got fired.
Wow. What?
Yo, Jeremy's all about Sage Steele.
She's fired
I like
her.
Correctly.
No, you are getting your ESPN anchors all confused.
Hannah Storm?
I'm into Hannah.
Hannah's all right.
Jamel.
Cool.
I'm going to fact check to Jamel.
Oh, yeah.
Jamel from SC6?
Guys.
Yes. Jamel, yes. I think Jamel Hall is like one of the best on there.
Me too.
I'm currently fact checking.
You're currently filling time while you fact check because you have nothing.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about ESPN. I'm just saying that.
They also do good skits, by the way, on there.
Oh, yeah. The commercials are amazing.
Jamel Hill and that, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
On SC6 or on the old show?
On the old show. Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of SC6.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on the new ones, but I dig that show. I dig the new.
His
new,
and her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it when it was Numbers Don't Lie.
Yeah, Numbers Don't Lie was
great. The shit.
Yeah.
Was that the show with Rob Morrow?
Should I fact check this? I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, it's what's his name? Michael.
I don't know his name.
It's probably better that way.
Yeah.
He does all the great caricatures.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
Anyway, shows how much we care.
Well,
really.
How many?
I love that show. Who's in it? I don't fucking know.
I don't know. It's on.
Skip Bayless.
Stephen A.
Who do you dislike more, Skip Bayless or his brother Rick?
You can win Rick me over Bayless? With food anytime. So
I mean, but his voice when he's talking about food and
Rick Bayless,
and pronouncing.
The Spanish terms?
It's bouncing. the pork, a pipi and pipil. the pibil.
Why does that upset you so much, Mike?
He's just...
he's really heated about
it. Yeah, you hate Frontera.
he's annoying. And the way he... God, he's annoying. And the way he raised his daughter, you're just like, oh poor man. Misty.
Bring his dad... His dad quality into it. Can't even raise a kid.
I guess I can run people down on their DQ right now because
you're quality. A dad.
Yeah, I have no outer. You know, my kid looks great, and he hasn't killed anybody. So,
well, then, what do you think about LeVar Ball?
Yeah, bad dad.
Bad dad.
Bad
right?
dad. Oh no, I understand that you want to big up your kids.
Yeah,
and in this media saturated world, he can see. Oh, if I do this, and obviously he's put out highlight. You know. Yeah. Films of the kid as well. If I do this, this is going to be good for my son. But yeah. I would say, look at the Williams sisters' dad.
Yeah.
You know, there's a good sports dad.
Yeah.
Not,
I agree.
Not Mr. Ball.
Yeah. No, not at all.
I feel like he's sort of taking Trump's lead of just saying the craziest shit in the world and not ever feeling like he has to back it up.
It keeps putting him in the news. That's the fucked up thing about the country. Like,
it's the exact same demo.
Because what are you saying?
You know what Trump is always is also making excuses that he hasn't been winning because he's surrounded by four slow white boys. So Trump and LeVar Ball have something in common. Oh,
it's true. Where's Kellyanne, by the way? She's missing, I heard. Legit missing, right?
Legit missing? Kellyanne Conway?
No, maybe not.
Oh,
legit,
man.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Are you talking about Blueberry Hamilton, New Jersey, Kellyanne Conway?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
The legendary reverse John Henry, Kellyanne Conway, who worked two blueberry picking machines into the scrapyard with her ferocious blueberry work.
Is this another hummus on the mountain story?
No, this is a joke that went very well the last time we recorded this. But since you fucked up the recording, it's really fallen flat.
I was going with it it was new again.
I like that it's my fault now.
Yeah. Like when you hear your friend tell a story that you've already heard.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happened? Wait.
Whoa, that's crazy,
man. The guy tried to play with a $2 bill. Nice try.
You sure you never heard this before? I don't know, man. No, keep going.
Yeah.
You're doing good. Okay. You're doing real good.
It was she, not he.
Yeah.
But you remember it.
Mm. Yeah, I do. I remember the blueberry. That's the only reason I know that Kellyanne Conway is from that town.
From Blueberry Town.
Blueberryville, USA.
Hammondtown.
And
New Jersey.
We all thought she was in, there's a rumor that she was in that porn with aliens, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
See,
really?
we can come back to that.
Yeah. There's like an alien porn. And people are saying that Kellyanne Conway is the woman from that.
Was she mask? I guess
no.
She have
no,
alien
her face
mask?
Is there. Yeah.
No, it's the face.
Oh wow, yeah.
It's hard to tell what she looks like.
Well, I was gonna say maybe
now.
Yeah,
those are Kellyanne's hips.
Looks like those look like her deep pockets under her eyes.
Yeah.
Oh nope, no. See that's the lying line right there.
Yeah,
you see, it's grown.
Oh,
since.
Lying.
That's
line.
The Trump stress line right there. Yeah.
Oh man.
She goes to a tarot card reader. She opens up her palms. She's like, oh man, you're not gonna believe anything I say.
Yeah.
You and me, we're the same. Yeah.
I tell people what they want to hear for money, and you do too.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
Not to run down on the time-honored tradition of psychics and palm readers.
No, but you know.
Some of them are tarot card, I guess.
Well, you just
those
think
cool,
if
right?
they were more successful, they might have larger storefronts than the front of a laundromat.
Yeah.
Mm. I think that could be a good adventure. There's one a block away.
The palm
good,
reading?
Yeah.
The ones in
it might be tarot cards.
The ones in Greenpoint are out of control because it says Polish psychic is Roczka. So in every storefront says Roczka, But you didn't know that what that was.
You, right. You don't want to go in there because it says Roachka and it looks like Roach, and you're yeah. like, I ain't going in there.
Yeah, I'm scared of my future.
I'm probably not even pronouncing it correctly.
Roachka.
Well,
I like the sometimes like the person will sit out on the sidewalk with the little table.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which I feel like there's no way in hell I'm gonna sit out there with you
yeah.
in front of
yeah
only
in front
if
of my
only
neighbor.
I know like other friends of mine are around and are gonna stop by and see that.
Right, hey, right, yeah. right.
Hey, we want some answers to some questions. You're never gonna be nothing. How about that? You're never gonna make nothing of yourself. You're gonna meet a really nice girl and she's gonna reject you.
And you'll have jury duty.
Yeah, you got jury duty yeah. next week.
You fucker.
Hey, Will. Did she tell you that you suck yet? That's the kicker. Man. Hey, don't sit out there just getting. Yeah. I like the abuse. Actually, yeah, don't pay for the extra question. She's just going to tell you you suck. Hey, man, for $20, you could have bought me a couple drinks. I would have told you you're great.
Yeah, I would have looked in your wallet and told you you're a nice guy too.
Psychics.
If I can go back to porn for a second.
What about porn?
Never. Never not the case.
I heard something, and this is a fact check that I know I've already done one, but I kind of want to do another. Have you ever heard of, so they have drug sniffing dogs, right?
There's child porn sniffing dogs.
Is that true?
Yeah, they can smell your hard drive.
How?
They can smell child porn on your hard drive.
I don't know.
Wait.
Are you being serious?
This is serious?
I'm completely, he took the words out of my mouth.
You can't smell them on the hard drive. That's not the reason why.
Nope.
Let's just be real about that. Nope. Yeah, maybe there's drug-sniffing dogs.
What's weird is that all child porn enthusiasts use the same cologne, and nobody has
figured
the
it
dogs.
Out.
The dogs have figured this out, but nobody else.
What was the name of the bedbugs dog?
Roscoe.
Roscoe.
Roscoe, the bedbugs.
Yeah,
Roscoe's brother's on the
beat. He's on Twitter, but I wise up.
He's on the beat. He's on the kiddie porn beat.
From August 26, 2015.
That's how they found Jared.
Porn sniffing dog helped bring down Subway star Jared.
Wait, Cobra. Really?
Yes. That was a hell of a guess. You just guessed that.
Is that really true?
He's a bloodhound for the digital age, it says.
That's just the last time I had a job, and I remember
reading the paper.
I was at work reading that. Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, Jared.
Guys got to go.
Wait, okay, let's talk about the bloodhound that sniffs kitty porn.
I think that Jeremy might be able to read a little more of
a
rambunctious black Labrador named Bear, one of only 5 dogs in the nation trained to sniff out electronic data devices, played a key role in the arrest of former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle.
He
finds the secret hard drive.
The 2-year-old rescue pooch nosed
smells
out
ones
a
and zeros.
Thumb drive that humans had failed to find during a search. So it's... Wait.
Oh, so they just smell out any hard drive.
Yeah.
And
that's the
hidden ones.
Thing.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah,
the
if
hard
you have
drives
nothing
have
to hide,
smell.
Yeah, right.
Why are you hiding a hard drive?
Yeah.
Right.
Thumb drive.
Why are you hiding this thumb drive?
Guess where he was hiding it.
One of the quotes from here was, I thought I was being punked, but it does work.
Who said that? Jared?
Jared.
Jared has very few things to say, I think, in this article.
But he's I thought I was being punked.
He's definitely being punked.
This was the lead prosecutor in the Fogle case. I thought I was being punked, but it does work.
The lead prosecutor. And Jared's in jail. I'm surprised now.
The dog zeroed in on a kitchen drawer, which Jordan opened to reveal a device. Good boy, he told Bear, giving him a handful of food.
That's
good
too
boy.
Much info in that article.
Good yeah. boy.
It's
good
almost
boy.
Like they were there.
I really don't want to know what kind of device they found in his drawer.
Labs are the best on this.
Labs.
Said Jordan, fending off playful licks from Bear. They'll do anything to please their owner. This,
is like a mildly...
Hold on a second.
This is NBC News.
Okay.
All right. Is the dog sniffing their hard drives? Like,
wow.
This is gross.
And Seattle just bought Bear for $10,000.
Does he practice on like old hard drives? How do they train him?
Yeah, there must be some sort of a stunt course, like a... what is the course that you run and jump through? American Obstacle Gladiator?
Confidence course?
Oh, yeah. American
it's like an
Gladiator?
American Gladiator for porn
the
dogs.
The Eliminator?
This thumb drive has horrible kiddie porn on it, but this one just has homework.
Oh, they have to pick the right one?
That'd be really bad for a dog to go on American Gladiators because of all the tennis ball guns. They would be just fucking nuts, man. Yeah.
This is the best day of my life.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Bear suffered a heart attack and died. He's so excited.
He died with a smile on his face, though, so we can tell.
Man. There's only five of these dogs, too?
Yeah.
Why is Bear getting all the shine?
There's four now. Yeah. One's
Seattle. Yeah. Sure, Bear went to Seattle. I feel like if we kickstarted this between the four of us, we could probably get a porn-sniffing dog.
It's just a hard drive sniffing dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Electronic sniffing
dog. For the listener,
the evil is in your heart.
Will and Michael and I have nothing to do child porn sniffing dog.
By entering the door of this podcast studio, you become complicit in my porn sniffing dog adventures.
No. Tell the authorities.
No.
Jeremy got himself a porn hound and he was never the same.
Let's just remember that at the very beginning of this talk, Jeremy actually believed that a dog could sniff key porn specifically from a hard drive. Yeah, that is that true. Was the you said it, Mike. It you were like, "Oh my god, you're right! How did you know?"
They smell ones and zeros.
So there's something going on here, and I think we do need to get a sniffing dog in here.
First and foremost,
maybe you could borrow one.
I said,
"Where's Bear?"
I couldn't believe that it was true. So I wasn't buying the. I wasn't drinking the Kool-Aid.
I was incredulous. He was incredulous.
I wanted to know more.
Yeah,
and that's what we did.
But it's the way you said it. If you say I don't believe that's true,
yeah,
as opposed to saying I can't believe that's true.
Yeah, I believe you believed it was true.
Do you want me to just give a couple line readings of a couple?
Yeah, can you run that three times?
Yeah. So we need this Chappelle Show mini court reporter, court stenographer right now.
Better wrap that gavel up too, B.
Oh, wait, yeah, you were that, right? No, I don't know.
That was you, right?
That was me.
That was all of us.
Yeah, we were all in that together.
Yeah. Your mom's calling Danny, and I think it's
My mom is calling, but I'm not picking it up. Sorry, Mom.
Ooh. Let's put her on the podcast.
No, let's not.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I know you always say that. Sorry, Mom.
I never meant to hurt you.
Even when you was a crack fiend.
Don't Mom. Do that. We have a mutual respect here, Jeremy, for the listener.
Oh, we do?
Jeremy because was going to grab my phone to pick it up.
Our mutual respect, does that involve trying to convince the listeners of the Danny and Mike podcast that I believe in porn-sniffing dogs?
It's out of your mouth, man. The context is right out of your mouth, man.
Let's play it back. Let's stop the podcast.
I'm not picking sides, but you did say
it. Speaking of...
Today's episode is guest edited by Danny and Mike and definitely not Jeremy.
you were giving different readings of lines.
I can't believe it's no bother.
Everyone here except for you, Jeremy, goes on auditions.
I can't believe it's no bother.
Auditions.
Okay.
Damn. Goes. So, let's say goes.
Fucking
yeah,
shots
goes on auditions.
We all still go.
I still go on auditions.
There you go.
I'm just saying, I remember from last time that Will had a couple good stories about working with kids as us being child actors and you going on auditions with kids and their parents.
They're very awkward, yeah.
Yeah.
The parents are they're always too into what their kids are doing. It's like, okay, did she read it right? How was she in there? And it's like, no.
Oh, you can't tell them how the kid...
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I'm not going to tell you. That's personal business between me, the casting director, and your kid.
Exactly, yeah, right. We have that forever. You'll never know.
How did he do? Was he cute?
Right, yeah.
Was he cute?
But how cute?
He's cute. He was cute, right? But he was cute.
Was he the cutest?
And then you hear him, they go to you, and then they go to the kid.
Yeah. So were you good? Were you cute?
Did you give
How
smiles?
How cute were you?
Did you big eyes? Like I said, big
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, yeah,
big
yeah.
Eyes? You do the big eye thing.
It's a real awkward elevator ride down with those parents every time, and it's every time I walk out right with them. I think they follow me or something.
They time you, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we'll be safe with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll tell us what she did or what he did. It's like no, I'm uncomfortable. I wasn't even paying. I'm selfish. I'm an actor. It's only noticing what I was doing.
Has that ever worked? Baron ever been like, oh, I guess you're right. You taught them a lesson?
Why aren't you selfish?
don't pursue this.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not selfish enough.
Get out, kid. Get out while you can. Were there competitive kids at auditions sometimes?
Sure.
Yeah.
My mother was just recalling one when I told her about that I was grateful she wasn't a hellish stage mom. And she was remembering this other kid who like wanted it so bad but didn't get it.
And oh,
it was,
really?
And then was comparing it to me who just got it but didn't really want it.
Damn.
Maybe I could find that kid now and be like,
ouch,
you wanted it more.
That kid is now Ryan Gosling.
Well, I was going to say,
he wasn't Canadian. No, he wasn't Canadian. Definitely wasn't Canadian.
My mom used to always just bring like a bunch of toys. Like always have like a bag full of like cars, G.I. Joes, like little handheld tiger games.
And when he didn't do well on the on the audition,
Double Dragon,
she would swing it and Bruce hit him in the head with it. Danny had,
no, but I was like the kid that was like,
no, he had,
hey,
snake eyes. He had snake eyes marks on his face from getting hit with G.I. Joe.
No, I was just a kid that was like having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I never, you know, some of the parents would get mad and be like, no, no, he has to learn these lines. He has to study. Like, he has, like, don't talk to him. Damn. I'd be like, man. Sam Levine.
Yeah, yeah, I know him. Yeah.
We
were just down in Austin together for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah.
He's a great dude. Yeah. I've known him forever. He, you know, was a child actor in New York.
Still could play a child actor.
Still can play a child actor, for sure. Yeah.
Is playing child actor right now.
He was one of the few kids that, like, his mom was, like, super cool, too. And, like, we would, anytime we were, like, at an audition, it was like, all right, learn the line, blah, 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 got the line. Okay. Army men, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get this shit.
Good.
Let's get this shit going. Oh man, that's it. It means a 45-minute to an hour wait go by much faster
for the audition. Yeah,
when you have G.I. Joes to fuck around with.
Hell yeah, I can only imagine
Cobra Commander and stuff.
Cobra Commander.
Well, you could do this now. I mean, when you go to audition these days, you could pull out
bring
like
a pack of playing cards.
Or those, hey guys, what do you want to do? Huh? Yeah. Let's play Uno real quick.
Those fidget spinners. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Hell yeah.
That's
but I was
thing,
thinking, I like a pack of cards much better.
Pack of cards is more adult, but I would enjoy this.
Who's in? Who's in? Who's in?
Who's in? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll deal you in. Texas
three,
Hold'em.
All right, you're in 330, right? You're in.
Hell yeah.
I think it's better.
It's a dollar buy-in, guys.
Honestly, why aren't we doing that? That's
and the
like
kids and the kids' parents pay double.
Yeah.
If it's a kid's thing, he's like, oh, you got Annie up for it. It's $2.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's smart.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
That's, well, I wouldn't, it would be nice to involve everybody on the, because sometimes the auditions are next to like models. And it's like, oh, this would be fun if it was like a game. If they all came out of their rooms, the casting directors.
Strip
and just,
poker.
That would be awesome, right? Strip Texas Hold'em with all models.
I'm all in.
It's like, yeah, right. Oh, I guess.
That's what you have to do. You have to take everything and put it in the middle of the table when you're
everybody
all in, right?
Going in for schlubby Verizon employee.
Yeah, and everyone going
models.
In for schlubby Verizon employee goes, I'm out.
Yeah, right. Vogue fashion shoot all of a sudden.
I fold.
I fold.
I just like the idea that they come out and be like, Mr. Miles, you're up next. She's almost down to her. Give me a fucking second.
I'll let the other guy go.
I don't need
go.
This role.
Let the other guy go ahead of me.
I'm hot. I need 10
Are
G's
sure?
more.
Are you sure? This is a callback special request.
Even still. Yeah. You should have picked it for later.
I don't even have Verizon.
Right, yeah. I'm AT&T.
Yeah.
Wait, you had the tattoo on the Pete and Pete, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. I always, that's funny because I always wondered
no tattoos
if the tattoo was real. And I also wondered, I was like, man, how'd they give that kid a tattoo. Like, you got to be an actor, I guess, to get a tattoo.
Right? You got to have some real shit parents to be like, oh, no, you know what? No, he's seven. No, the kid will get the tattoo. It's fine.
When they brand... When they brand cows, they go into a chute. It's like a cage that had like a front and a back, and the front is locked and the back opens up and they go in and then they lock up the back real quick.
Yeah.
So the cow rank can't really move at all.
Yeah.
And then they brand them.
Ooh.
And there's something similar for inseminating them, because they inseminate them artificially now. Like, they're not, it's too easy to, you know, get kicked in the junk, I guess, when you're mating. I guess they're not dating the right people, but. Dan also had
talking about cows. Yeah. Just checking. No, I'm not sure where we're at.
Dan had a tattoo crate in Jersey when we first did the show, that we had to cram him into the crate and only his arm would poke out, and then we would tattoo him real quick.
Just slam it on there. That
sounds like a Saw 7.
Ooh. But all they do is just put on a wet tattoo.
You want to play a game?
You want to play a game with kids? Yeah. Okay. It's called temporary tattoo.
Yeah.
What's the scariest part? The rubbing alcohol. Why? The smell. Yeah.
It's really intense. It might dry your skin.
You're gonna have
my skin is flaking.
No.
It gets worse. Welcome to psoriasis.
Ugh. Nobody wants psoriasis.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nor do they want dander. Isn't those the two things?
Pet dander?
No, when you see the commercials for the Lotrimin, psoriasis and dander? No, not dander.
No, not Lotrimin.
Yeah, not Lotrimin.
Lotrimin is
Yeah, no.
That's for something else.
Penis cream?
Beep. It could be penis cream.
It could be penis cream.
It could be penis cream.
Is that a fact?
It's a Lotrimin.
Anything could be penis cream if you do it.
Listen, in Trump's America.
Put your mind to it.
Anything could be penis cream.
Penis cream. Cream penis?
Youch.
Cream penis is a different thing completely.
New England
chowder.
Actually, there's certain Burger King locations that always serve cream of penis.
Whoa,
that was in the news recently.
What?
Someone was jerking off into Burger King stuff,
and they
the Burger King bathroom,
and there was a dog that sniffed out which burgers had jizz on them.
It only served those.
Yes. That dog's name is Rusty.
Right.
He is also on the West Coast now.
Yeah.
We could not keep him. New York could not hold on to him.
Portland, yeah.
Bought by Portland. They're lining them up. Eugene is next.
Yeah, just wait. Look out.
You hit them all. Tacoma.
I was going to go Tacoma, yeah.
We found a kombucha sniffing dog that's going to Eugene. He's been bought.
Can you name any other cities in Washington?
No problem.
Olympia,
Everest,
Seattle, Tacoma.
There's one in the central that's like...
Oh, there's a... Yeah, I don't know.
Those are the only three I've ever heard of. My sister-in-law's from Olympia.
Bellevue. There's one. Bellevue, Washington.
Good call. Okay. You could also say like a lot of random names.
I bet.
Like,
there's a Springfield.
Like Ridgewood. Or Woodridge.
Or
there's both of those in Jersey.
Yeah. Tinseltown. That's not, I can't believe it.
What?
Sand something.
Hollywood.
Samsung. Actually.
Samsung.
The corporation has bought a town in every state. So now there's like a Samsung Hawaii, a Samsung Ohio, a Samsung
Coachella,
Alaska.
Yeah.
There's a Nike Asics.
Coachella. Yeah. Welcome to beautiful Coachella, Washington.
That's probably
Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla, Washington. Ah. Walla Walla, Washington.
The Dallas.
What's that from?
The Dallas. Oh, no, that's in Oregon. That's from the Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Oregon
that's
Trail
where you
when
get scurvy.
You
scurvy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's how I died, too.
Yeah.
Scurvy?
Well, it was mostly...
No, I had dysentery.
Dysentery
is the one that gets
dysentery.
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody dies of scurvy in on land, ever.
Not going west.
No.
Not on the land ho west.
But if you're land ho west from like England to here, it totally gets scurvy.
Scurvy all day. Scurvy all day, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually Kanye before he was land ho west before he trying to go back to that Kanye that we ended the pod with last time.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Can't get it because we're thinking about Amanda Bynes.
Now I feel like we have to put out the other one
Amanda
just so people
Bynes.
Can get more context.
Yeah,
to
bonus ep.
Bonus ep.
Bonus ep. Here's a podcast that sounds shitty.
Yeah.
It's going to sound real shitty.
But just because of the corrupt files.
If you can get a Will Miles dialogue sniffing dog.
Yeah.
he will alert to this podcast.
And it's just the dog repeating everything back in my voice.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, that dog is actually in Austin because it's too weird for the coasts.
Austin weird.
Yeah, too weird for any of those other cities.
Austin's the name of the dog now, too.
So simple. Dan had a problem with lazy bar owners naming their bars the address of the bar.
Oh, that's good. Like Crow Bar or whatever? No.
Yeah, it's on Crow Street. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
But you know what? That's pushing it.
Yeah.
But I'll let that go.
Crow
Bar? It's the... What's the name of your bar? 41B.
Yeah, like 4th Street Bar.
Fuck you. 4th Street Bar, again, it's riding the line.
I don't...
But it's when you have the address.
He's never been this passionate about any cause in his life.
That's not true.
He did that whole dysentery campaign.
Yeah. Oh, there is a bar called like...
Anti-dysentery campaign. Right. I did the dysentery.
You did the pro-dysentery.
Yeah, there's one... Yeah, there's all sorts of, like, 169 Bar. Like, 169 East Broadway. Fucking
it's
cool
East,
name,
it's
dude.
East Broadway.
Broadway.
It's East Broadway.
Broadway.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. I like saying it like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
well,
I say Broadway.
Broadway, because it's a way.
Broadway. Broadway.
You never say that.
It's Broadway. Not about the broads, though. It's about the way.
Broadway.
You stopped saying broads recently.
That's such a fun word to say.
Yeah, I've been better.
He's been real big on...
Why? Because it's not good word. To say?
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't call chicks broads or
you shouldn't call chicks broads.
That's a Simpsons joke. Paraphrasing. No, we should respect all people except for Jared from Subway.
And?
Bear from...
No, Alex, Bear's cool.
Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And he lost custody of his kids.
I saw that.
Oh, well. There's so many things like that happening. O'Reilly getting fired and...
Well, the thing about that...
Sage Steele getting fired.
Here's something interesting about...
That did not happen.
About Alex Jones is that he, like, tried very hard to be like, this is a character I play, because his wife's, like, defense was all about, like, just... showing them clips of him being a psycho
and being unhinged.
Hey, he's not cool, or
he's
like
unhinged.
Or yes, he's playing something, but it's like a cult leader,
yeah,
because he's like feeding this, so he can't be around kids because he's gonna be someone who's gonna, like, you know, feed this like info war baloney to his kids. So I just thought it's a good comeuppance for him. Like, you spat all this dirty shit. Well, now look at all that, what it's going to come back to. Now you lose your kids because of it.
How many pro wrestlers have gone through a divorce and gotten...
Was Alex Jones a pro wrestler?
No, he just looks like one. He just acts like one.
Yeah.
I think he's evolved into one. I don't feel like he started out. He just was a puny little dude, and now he's full of rage and...
Yeah.
Probably
pulling his shirt off.
He definitely has low T.
Dusty Rhodes. He definitely has low T.
He's probably has too
and
much.
Dusty Rhodes would beat the shit out of him.
Everybody
he's
would
got
beat
his,
the shit out of
everyone
him.
Would beat the shit out of him.
Rhino.
Oh my god.
Let's go.
Rhino.
I talked to Rhino last year. He was talking about politics. He's really smart.
Rhino would be a good drug sniffing dog too.
Yeah.
A good name for a drug.
Yes.
Not him.
Like, I'm like, whoa, man, I just said he was smart.
That's my dog. That's my dog. What are you talking about? That's my dog.
I heard labs are very smart. Yeah. So.
We hatched him in a lab.
So what did is Rhino still?
I work with this girl named Nicole, woman named Nicole. Yes.
Broad.
And she's like really into John Adams, and Rhino came up. And was like, I heard you were into John Adams. And then they were talking about John Adams for a long time. And then when I walked around with him, and he was going on and on about politics all night after that. And you're like, whoa, Rhino, like, you're... And he was like, yeah, I'm running for office. I actually need some writers for... Potentially, you guys could write some
correspondence
copy for this. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, maybe. Wait, what? For your mayoral campaign?
Local office.
Awesome. Yeah.
I just decided to get into politics and wanted to study up, and I got real, real good with John Adams. I really liked his views of the world back then.
Never made it to Jefferson.
I like the idea of using wrestling terminology for local politics. Like, you know, I'm going to suplex the sewer system problems in this town, or I'm going to.
You're going to put the taxes in a headlock?
Yes. I feel like there's better ones than both of those. But.
Oh, here you go.
Because that's all he knows. That's all Rhino knows.
I'm
going to
put
Rhino knows
property taxes in a headlock. How about that? How about that? Yeah, now play into the landowners. Yeah.
Danny has none. He's thinking. He's thinking so hard. Wheels are turning.
I got nothing.
Brain racking.
I got nothing.
Reckon
I'm going
to
smack a aluminum chair all over these bills.
Yeah, there you go.
You got that? You nailed it. You got that,
that
one.
That
well, I didn't want to say anything, but you forced my hand.
No, that could be
it looked like the wheels were turning.
That could be construed as making a statement against guys named Bill, and so you would lose the Bill vote.
Ah, yeah, okay.
You know, my opponent said that I was wrong. They're running negative campaigns, but to them, I say, suck it.
Oh, that's not bad. Like, all right, all right.
That's in the speech. That's in the like middle of the speech.
Yeah,
so.
But do you do?
Yeah,
the,
you got to do the DX sign. Yeah,
yeah.
Suck it.
These pavers at City Hall, these bricks are way too hot in the summer. So I'm going to fix that because Stone Cold said so. I don't know. That's all I have. Yeah, I'm trying to make that work.
Wow.
I couldn't do it. That's all I got.
I'm going to drop taxes just as fast as Brett the Hitman Hart's brother died.
Oh boy. That's
Jeez.
A little too soon.
Wow. And in front of children, no less.
Our trade deficit will recede faster than Hulk Hogan's hairline.
Damn.
Piece of shit. I used to look up to you and all of your shirt shredding antics.
Yeah.
But you're just another piece of shit.
Especially when he was like babysitting in that movie. That was cool. I was like, oh, this guy's really crossing
over.
Oh, man.
I love that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Which one? No Holds Barred?
Yes. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Zeus.
Yeah.
I feel like Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, Tiny Zeus Lester, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I had the choice.
From Friday fame.
Only guy named Tiny in the world.
Yeah.
He killed all the other guys named Tiny and ate them.
But you know, the thing is, not very tiny.
No.
Well, I did a Wrestling Buddies commercial, and I had the choice to take home either...
Tatanka?
Big Boss Man, Ultimate Warrior...
Yeah.
Or Hulk Hogan.
What do you do? What
did I take?
Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior. You have to. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's the best one.
There's no choice.
You wanted a big boss man. I didn't want to fight a big chubby cop.
No.
Jeremy,
no.
You know he passed away, right?
Big Boss Man, yes.
No, Ultimate Warrior.
He did?
Well, one of five of them have passed away.
A whole bunch of them. You know why? Because they fucking traumatic head injuries.
Yeah. Same as football.
They never touch the turnbuckle. They're always like...
They almost touch the
turnbuckle. Yeah, they never. It's fake.
Yeah, but sometimes, I mean, like once in a while, though. Beautiful. Once in a while, you mess up.
What, you saying he had fake traumatic brain injury?
Well, Owen
again,
Hart.
We'll go back to Owen
Hart.
Yeah,
right. I mean, like, yeah.
He messed up.
Yeah, it was a faulty thing. It was supposed to look way cooler.
Oh, man. Supposed to look way liver.
Yeah, like definitely shit. Wasn't going to end that way in the shit. Rehearsal. Yeah. Oh.
Rest in peace. People can get hurt. Get hurt doing all kinds of things. Whether it's faking news to make people very upset or jumping off of ropes.
Yeah.
The reason I referenced that was the Chris Benoit popped into my mind because I had listened to the last podcast and they did a whole episode on him and like just years and years of him jumping off. His whole move was jamming his head into other people.
How did Alex Jones get famous if his move was jamming his head into other people?
Well, his opinions from his head into other people.
Damn.
I'm getting it.
Yeah.
You know what it is with Alex Jones and Bill O'Reilly? It shows like the presidency doesn't mean everything people think it is. Like, because I feel like a lot of black people were like, Barack's in office. These black things are going to change. I'm going to be as black as I've ever been before. I don't know.
But all these other white things were happening on around.
Yeah.
The media continued to go on like it was.
And then now there's a white racist up there, or like at least part of him is prejudice. And so he's in the office and now all these prejudice people are like, yeah, I'm in office. I'm going to run this way. And they start acting out. And it's like, oh no, everybody's wrong. The president doesn't mean anything.
Right.
He doesn't represent the country. I don't think.
All these political pundits are running the country.
Yeah, that's right. CNN runs the country.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Please, no.
CNN runs the country just like a battle royale. Huh? See, I brought it back, guys. Come on.
Don Lemon runs the country.
I was just going to say, please not Don. Please not Donnie.
But he did have a great New Year special because he got lit.
That was
up.
So much fun. That was so much fun. Yeah.
It was really fun.
And he was talking about
really
his dates.
To watch.
Yeah. This is why I can't get a date. All right. Whoa. Go on. Now, yes. Yeah. Go on, Don. I want to hear about this.
We want the quality content.
No guys like me. What? Oh, yeah. Tell us more.
Finally, content we can get behind.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He was so sad. He was crying.
Dear Don.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miss Lemon.
Ooh. He's...
No one's going to, no one wanted to finish that. No, I'm like, nobody was.
I didn't have all the lyrics ready. I had parody lyrics in my head, but not ready.
I am InfoWars.
Don Lemon is he did a few of the, like during the shootings of, in Atlanta? No.
Orlando?
No. After that. Man, I should have prepped this. Anyway.
Charleston?
Which one of
San Bernardino? The city. That,
just this alone makes me a very sad and upset.
Yeah.
Just welcome to just 20, fucking, let's just list them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of these sad men.
Need more guns. Anyway, he just, his tact is not there a lot of the times. And it feels like when he's, like a lot of, there was this situation that was happening. There was a gunman that was cornered and they were, he was literally getting people who were right in the sort of line of fire and being like shoving a, you know, having the reporter like shove a mic into their face and be like, just let the thing, you know what I mean? Let's get the shit under control.
Can
and
I,
then,
can I talk while I'm taking shelter? Can I shelter before we,
apparently they
interview?
Could not. Yeah. I just think it's gotten to a point where it's the entertainment level of all of this news.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, the head of CNN is, that was like his previous job was like
entertainment
reality TV.
Oh really?
So like he's running CNN, like, you know, a reality TV station where we go, what are we going to do? Oh, let's put the people on the air and pay them millions of dollars to defend someone.
Yeah.
So we can all like lambast them and talk shit.
Yeah.
And so people feel good about our viewpoint and can feel shitty about their viewpoint without really doing anything, without changing anything, without even giving like nice nuggets of like, oh, positive, like, whatever. I like Jake Tapper. I think Jake Tapper does
a solid
job, but he's solo, but he, you know, he still conforms to a little bit of that. Like once, you know, he's like, oh, I'm going to have Kellyanne Conway on here. It's like, okay, let's see how long this lasts. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to shit on her right away.
Immediately.
Yeah. Let her say stupid shit on her own.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to drag it out of her.
Yeah. Right.
It,
she's going to do it.
It will happen. Dumb shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't be watching the news anyway that much.
Yeah.
24-hour news cycle.
Making news.
Yeah, right? We should be making history.
All right. Well, I'm going to go run out in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
See if I can get, I would just like one radio station and two TV stations and three publications to just write about my untimely accident.
That'd be nice. You get the New York, the Gothamist. I bet they write about it.
Oh, yeah. And Brooklyn will totally write about it.
The Brooklyn paper.
Homeless man found dead in middle of street.
Oh, well, we're in Park Slope, so that fucked in Park Slope will pick it up.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You know, that's no longer anymore.
Park Slope?
They went out of...
Wait a second. They decided...
Oh, yeah, it was like a blog.
Yeah.
When I was living here, there was...
Was it about sex?
Yeah, when I was
it was just about stuff in the neighborhood.
Okay, you got fucked in Park Slope.
When I was about five years old, it was like the only way to learn about Park Slope. You'd go online and look at the blog.
What's fucked today?
There should be one like fucked in Park Slope, because I'm curious who gets fucked in Park Slope.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's mostly couples.
A lot of
so
people,
it's like,
yeah.
It's a lot of loving fucking going on.
But I want to know about like the fucked. Like there's like, who's getting fucked over here, right?
The tenants are getting fucked.
Who's single out here in Park Slope? Literally, I don't think there's anyone single in Park Slope.
If you're listening and you are from Park Slope.
I was single in Park Slope.
I was when I was visiting.
Sips, they call it. Sips.
I was visiting, though. I would visit from like a month at a time, my brother.
From Fort Greene? Oh.
No.
from Chicago.
Yeah.
I would like come down from, I mean, I fucking hated the train.
Yeah, I was like, ugh, get back on the queue? I don't think so.
Forget it.
Go ahead and live here.
You already got a good thing going.
Yeah. My brother's got a nice couch.
Yeah, you know, I love it.
It's
basically
the Oregon Trail is what you guys are.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not getting dissentery on that
trail.
You get off at DeKalb and you're getting dysentery.
Broken leg.
Where'd that ram come from? Or deer. Wasn't it always deer? There's a deer on the road.
You get to shoot buffalo occasionally.
Buffalo. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but you can only carry so much meat, which, you know, you could... You
it served Jeremy well later in life.
Mr. Gun Shooting Rootin' Tootin' over here is like, I had too much buffalo meat.
That's why
they won't let me keep it on this damn Oregon Trail video game.
That's why I'm a vegetarian in Brooklyn.
Is that what forced you to be...
Snake bite, dysentery, typhoid, cholera.
Typhoid. Yeah,
and exhaustion.
Don't forget a broken leg.
Yeah, broken leg. You could die from a broken leg.
In that,
yeah.
In those days.
The other thing is the player's oxen were also subject to illness and death.
It was always oxen.
Yep.
Well, they were what was pulling us across the country, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's such.
Now we have pipelines, but.
Slave labor. Those oxen didn't want to do that.
Yeah. They didn't sign up for that.
Did they ask the oxen?
And nobody remembers that, man.
Right.
There's no Oxen Remembrance Day.
The oxen were like, yo, New York is dope. What are you guys doing?
I'm staying here.
Yeah. Why are we going all the way to Oregon? There's nothing there.
Hi, I'm in Oregon.
Going all the way to Oregon. Heard about that Dahmer Pass place? Yeah. Fuck that.
Don't.
What is that?
That's not a. It's not on the Oregon Trail.
Is that a Jeffrey Dahmer joke?
No, Dahmer Pass. Oh, maybe that was part of the Oregon Trail.
No, that was the Donner Pass. D-O-N-N-E-R. It's named after the Donner Party.
You fucking idiot. Yes, I know. The Dahmer Party.
Dahmer?
Yeah. The Dahmer Party was a
this
bunch of people.
This is what happens when you when you watch a 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah. The Dahmer Party's in the freezer.
We selected a bunch of people for their deliciousness. And
there's some there's some Sara Lee and Dahmer in the freezer. No, it's Sara Ann Lee.
We just lost
Dahmer.
We just lost Northern California, Nevada.
I feel like Dahmer.
Dahmer passed Nevada.
I remember thinking there was a chance I saw him at some point when I was a kid.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
At the
He worked
at the Punchline, right, in Chicago?
No. It was hilarious. I think he used to... There's a Dunkin' Donuts right by my house on, like, Clark and Belmont. And I think he used to come there and, like, find dudes to bang and like, kill them and eat them. I feel like he
at the Dunkin' Donuts?
At the Dunkin' Donuts, yeah.
They
he
know,
saw you, used, he saw you one day and was just like, oh, 12 more years. Yeah.
He became known as the
He kept beating you?
Man.
Like, it'd be really weird. You developed a relationship with him. Right. He's like, he's a nice guy that always buys me donuts and coffee.
He's got pate. Like,
it's weird. He keeps saying, eat whatever you want, man. Don't worry about it. Don't play sports. Yeah. Play video games and eat a lot.
Makes me swallow a multivitamin every...
Yeah.
Always make me take my vitamins.
I gotta take testosterone. I don't know why. I'm only 5.
Fattens you up. Nice and big.
Oh, my God. Well, that's creepy.
Yeah. Every now and then I'll think about that.
Yeah, that's a legit thing.
Yeah, Darren was at that coffee shop, huh? Weird.
It's weird that you say that. I had a really close childhood friend that we went to whatever junior high or something, high school together. When that all happened, he was like, "Oh yeah, he's like my third cousin or second cousin."
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Holy shit!
Yeah. Then we sort of fell off after that.
Stop hanging out.
So did everybody.
He moved.
Yeah. Right.
No, but
his
that
mom
was true.
Kept saying, "You can't say that to people." Like, this is the fourth town in 5 months.
We're running out of school districts.
Stay here.
The kid had to get plastic surgery. After that.
Is it Dahmer?
I know
no,
you
it's
think
Donner.
It's cool.
It's Donner. It's Joey.
From now on, you're
Donner.
Jeremy Donner.
Donna.
Didn't the Donna Party have to eat some of their own people?
Ooh. No, they subsisted on hummus.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I think it's the Donner slash something, right? Donner.
No.
Donner.
Well, it's Donner Pass.
It was the Donner Working Families Party. And what happened was that Cuomo promised
the Working
them,
Family Matters Party. Yeah. So it's actually.
It's a rare condition in this day and age.
Their motto is, did
see
I
anybody
do that?
Advocate on the newspaper page.
Their motto is, did I do that?
That?
I like that.
Did I do that?
How would that song go now, though, right?
Booby doo bop, wada.
Because there's no newspaper page. It's not really
and
a
there's
thing.
Also. Yeah. There's also no.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, right? Reading any good news on the newspaper? It's like, no, you're bombarded
reading
with news
good
in a 24
news.
Hour news cycle.
Yeah.
To get on Twitter early in the day.
Darius McCrory.
Yeah, he like held his baby over boiling water.
What?
I read that too, yeah.
That's speaking something that just happened?
Yeah. Something just Eddie Winslow was holding his baby over.
Oh,
boiling water.
Oh, my God.
And how threatening the mighty his wife. Have fallen.
Yeah.
And threatening his wife?
Yeah. What happened on the Family Matters? Jaleel White's cool.
Yeah.
He's still out in L.A. just hanging.
Yeah, he just did a car commercial most recently where he reprised his role.
Oh, I take everything back.
Shout He's out.
Hey, man, well. Sometimes you got to do what you got
to
do.
He
was,
get it.
Can't
he
wait
was
for
right
the new, the new Kia Sarah that the phone. There's a new Pete and Pete Kia Sarah phone coming out.
Branded. I mean, we were trying to hold out for Sony Ericsson, but we got Kia Sarah.
And I wanted to say Kia, and I didn't know any of Sportage, and I just said Kia Sarah. I don't. We're not up to Jaleel White's level yet of doing the car commercials. We're just doing the old school phone commercials.
Those Kyoceras, though, are made in the USA in Samsung, New York.
At least Hammer did Geico, right? Is that right?
He's doing the... Hammer's doing the... I just saw this yesterday.
It's so depressing.
Those press-on... Stick on
command.
Command
strips.
Yeah, yes. Command strips. Yeah,
command strips.
And he's in full garb from 1992.
It's double stick tape. It's sophisticated double stick tape.
Yeah. Without leaving marks.
But he like.
So how does he?
They put the afro on him and everything.
In the pants,
so
the bubble pants.
Yeah, he's in the bubble
pants.
It's like very sad.
But he always is coming out of like a suitcase or like a. You know, they do the thing where they cut out the floor and.
The industry's not kind to people. No industry. Fucked up, man.
And then they're always dropping things like, you know, they're talking about the walls, and they're like, "Oh, why are you hammering nails into the wall?" And he's like, please,
"It's what I do.
Please hammer, don't hurt him." You know what I mean? Like they're doing
literally,
all these
that's
little
a
catchphrases.
Direct line, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
It reminds me of the Purell commercial where I did like, "Kevin, don't catch a disease."
Did you really do that? No.
Oh man.
No, everyone died of dysentery before we could finish the commercial.
I get mad when I hear that shit in like, Joe Strummer made a record and there's all these references to like, he's like, this is London Calling and like, you know,
oh, really?
London's burning. Like, he's just basically like ripping like Clash things. And it's fine. It's Joe Strummer. He's allowed to do that. He was allowed to do that because he's dead.
Damn.
But like, that always used to bother me. It was just like, I know, man. We all know.
Yeah.
We all know. There's no reason for you to say, London Calling, or London Burn, like we get it.
We know who you are.
We know who you are.
London's drowning. London's inundated from above by killer bunnies. Yeah.
London's Brexiting.
London has not enough.
I feel like they know, those companies know how degrading it must be.
Yeah, they totally know. Like, that's
so
why
they give you extra money.
They give you a little bit of money to be like,
look, this obviously is going to make you look horrible. People are going to be worried when they see our commercials.
Here's a fine pair of earplugs.
But they won't forget it.
Right. They're going to remember
command
strips.
They're not
going
to forget it. They're going to be like, oh, man, Hammer's command strips.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that sad Hammer command strips commercial?
Yeah. Oh, shit, I do need some double sticks.
Yeah, right. Wait, so what do they do? You don't need to hammer? That's pretty cool.
Like, sad Hammer should be the new sad Jordan.
Yeah.
Crying
sad,
Hammer.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I wish he's got to have cried so many times.
He's got to have cried so many times.
Well, he had tax problems.
What happened was he cried when you touched this.
Because you can't?
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, didn't have the same reception as my last joke.
No, I know.
Then again, nothing will.
My dad used to be Hammer's lawyer back in the day.
Oh, really?
I went on tour with him for a summer.
Was he really
what?
Just dumb?
Yeah.
Wait, you were on tour with Hammer?
You and Stanley?
Wait, was
you
it,
and Stanley.
Was Stanley
still,
Hammer.
Was he still MC or was he Hammer at that point?
He was MC Hammer. It was,
okay. Wow. That's the good days. That's the good old days.
Yeah, exactly.
I still have the jacket at home with the MC Hammer Don't Hurt Him on it.
Really?
1990 something.
Is it like a starter jacket?
No, it's leather. It's got leather sleeves.
It's too bad he didn't live by his own lyrics. It's sad that MC Hammer didn't live by his own lyrics because... You know.
Somebody else wrote that?
What, by not hurting him?
No, I'm just saying. No, I mean, no, because he said that he was too legit to quit, but he did stop for a while. Anyway,
Too legit to...
Hey!
The Too Legit to Quit video?
Yes. Amazing.
Is amazing because they're all flashing Oakland and...
Yeah.
In San Diego or something.
Yeah.
It's like the most, it's like, oh, this is disrespectful as fuck.
3, 5, 7, get loose.
Well, we are lucky to have you here again.
Very much
Yeah,
so.
Thank you. You might be the only person that gets two podcasts.
Before everyone else.
We're actually, I'm going to sync them up side by side.
All right, good,
just to see what happens.
Just see if the jokes hit at the same time.
That's right. That's right.
How was the flow with this one versus the last one? I don't know. I really couldn't hear Will at all.
Who knows?
Just going to hear us laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, Will said must have been funny.
You know, Will, we couldn't tell, but the reactions were gold.
Do you want to plug some goodness, some stuff, some Twitters?
Plug some Twitters.
He's got some plugs.
Knitting factories, some...
Come to the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn every Sunday night at 9 p.m. on Twitter. I'm at Mr. Will Miles, at MR Will Miles. I'm going on it.
At MRWILL Miles.
Yeah. I refuse to spell everything out. I'm going on a mini, not many, I guess a tour this summer. I'm going to cities and I'm building a new hour.
Cool.
And it has something to do with Head in the Clouds.
Ooh.
And that's where all my material is going. And that start. That's I'm going to Boise, Idaho.
This
Atlanta.
Will is on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And he ain't coming down.
Wow.
WillMilesComedy.com.
We do some Kurt Aline, Boise, all the Tacoma, Everest, Olympia. Yeah.
Make sure
all
you
the,
get to Walla Walla.
Olympia.
All the
too.
Cities we know in Washington and Idaho.
Hell yeah.
Well, I think that's gonna do it. I'll leave you with this. Keep all your files corrupt. Keep all your dogs porn sniffing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And keep all your duty.
Keep them that way.
Dirty. I don't know.
$10,000 will buy a porn sniffing dog. That's just logic.
Go to Seattle.
That's how it goes.
Let's get Bear.
Bring Bear back.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Will.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin. The podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.